Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Good morning, Kendra. I'm calling regarding a couple of debits that have hit my account from your business company, and I am not aware that I've ever had any business. What company, what business is this?
We're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors. So I would need your zip code to be able to pull up an account.
Okay, 46254.
Your first and last name?
Dolores Duff.
Okay, could you verify your address?
5030 Guyon Road, G-Y-O-N Road, Indianapolis, 46254.
Okay, so I do see that you paid the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster and the warranty on the 25th of October.
Okay, that was the $11.94.
Yes, and that was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and you were billed.
No. That was not under my understanding. There was, if I got the Wi-Fi, I was joining something.
Yes.
Oh, no. That was not my understanding at all with this transaction. So I would like to cancel, and I would like a refund. The Wi-Fi booster, I didn't realize that I had to join something in order to get that. What was the company that offered that plan?
But we don't service how you get the surveys, ma'am.
Okay, what was the date on that 11/94?
The 7th of February.
Okay, February 2.
February
okay.
7th.
Oh, 7th, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then there was, this is 56.95 is a recurring?
Yes, ma'am, it's a monthly charge.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled.
Cancel the account and please and kindly refund my money.
Well, I can offer
and a 35%. And I have not, I'm sorry?
I can offer a 35% refund on that charge.
No, I want 100% refund. Total misleading information.
Well, as a courtesy, it wasn't in the terms and conditions, but I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
Ma'am, cancel, and you can have, in fact, I don't even have the damn thing yet.
Well,
so you can cancel it all. I don't want anything.
Well, ma'am, it was just shut down.
I don't want the Wi-Fi. I don't want the Wi-Fi. I don't want any kind of recurring charges. No.
Okay, ma'am, I did get your account canceled, and the Wi-Fi booster was already shipped out on the 8th, and the most I can...
Well, I'll send it back to you.
Well, ma'am, you don't have to send it back.
Oh, no, I'm sending it back, and I want a full 100% refund.
Well, ma'am, all I can offer as a courtesy is 50%.
It's not a courtesy. It's misleading information, misleading marketing. I'm in a small business myself. Don't give me this runaround. Could I speak with your boss, your supervisor? This is absolutely fraudulent.
Well, ma'am, it's not fraudulent. Did you read the terms and conditions?
God. I'll go back and find it.
So the most I can do as a courtesy is 50%.
I want my money now, please. On my account, cancel. Don't ever run anything else again against this account.
Well, ma'am, like I stated, all I can offer as a courtesy is 50%.
Well, then I will take it to my bank and have them cancel the whole thing out. Because
well,
they were the ones that alerted me to it in the first place.
Well, ma'am, instead of you disputing
apparently
the
there
again.
Must be something fraudulent about these kinds of transactions. My bank notified me of this.
Well, ma'am, instead of you disputing the charge and only getting a temporary credit, I'm willing to assist you with the charge if you'll bear with me one moment. I can see if there's anything else I can do.
Thank you.
Bear with me one moment. Okay, ma'am, and I was able to go ahead and get you refunded for that charge. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Thank you very much. For the full amount?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your assistance, ma'am.
All right.
And I'll look forward to seeing it on my account.
And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good day.